जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ जगिरी यशोदानंदन भज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन छारी जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्रकृतिजीवान श्रेष्ठ भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशिश्रीमद्दिवांग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्त वंदे हम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पद कमल श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागर जातं सहगण रघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं राधा कृष्ण Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. राम राम हरे हरे।
ओम ज्ञान चंद्रंदस्य ज्ञानंजन सलाकया मेधमन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, chapter number 13, and text number 51. Dhritarashtra saha bhratra Gandharya cha svabharyaya Dakshinena himavat ऋषिनाम आश्रमं गतः धृतराष्ट्र सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च स्वभार्यया दक्षिणेन हिमवत् ऋषिनाम आश्रमं गतः धृतराष्ट्र सह भ्रात्रा गांधार्या च स्वभार्यया दक्षिणेन हिमवत् ऋषिनाम आश्रमं गतः माताजी माताजी Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King, your uncle Dhritarashtra, his brother Vidura and his wife Gandhari have gone to the southern side of Himalaya mountains. where there are shelters of the great sages. Purport. To pacify the mourning of Maharaj Yudhishthira, Narada first of all spoke from philosophical point of view, and then he began to describe the future moments of his uncle, which he could see by his foreseeing powers, and thus began to describe as follows. Om Jnanatimandasikananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumitamina Tasmai Sri Guravi Namaha Namaho Mishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashavidesha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna. This is just a one-line purport. So with the blessings and permission of His Grace, Rudranath Prabhu and Radha Gopinath Prabhu, I'll try to discuss a little bit about tomorrow's festival. Tomorrow is Sharad Purnima. So we'll prepare our consciousness by hearing and discussing the pastimes of Krishna's Rasalila with the gopis. Although I'm not qualified, because this is such a high esoteric subject, and not qualified to speak, but still I was thinking that if you go to the internet and if you type Rasalila, Krishna's Leela with the gopis, you will find so much of nonsense there. So therefore, devotees must speak, narrate this pastime of the gopis in the proper parampara. Otherwise, there are many unscrupulous people. They give distorted and some offensive explanation of Radha Krishna's Rasa Leela. So therefore, devotees should try to explain these pastimes. So as Sukadeva Goswami is about to narrate the beautiful pastimes of Rasalila with the Krishna with the gopis, Parishit Maharaj inquires, he asks this question, on behalf of the Kali Yuga people, although Parishit Maharaj has no doubt, he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all these Leelas between Krishna and the gopis is most higher and pure, highest. But he knows that in the Kali Yuga, all these contaminated people, they will have doubt on Krishna's character. So therefore, on their behalf, Parishad Maharaj is asking a question to Sukadeva Goswami. He says, my dear Gurudev, I know Krishna is most pure, is supremely pure, but why did he perform such a leela, dancing with others' wives, dancing with others' daughters, they were not even married to him. Why did Krishna perform that leela? In one sense, it is true. Tadarajastamo bhavat kamalobhadayasyaye chetaye anavidham sritam sattve prasidati. In this material world, especially in the Kali Yuga, all the jivas, human beings, they are into mode of passion and ignorance. So how will they understand Krishna's Leela? So therefore, first we have to bring them to the mode of goodness, at least mode of goodness. Forget about the mode of pure goodness. Therefore, the Vedic Shastra, Vedic scriptures, they are given some injunctions, some rules and regulations, some do's and don'ts, so that they will come to the mode of goodness. So these restrictions, rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, they are not the highest religion. These are the Gauna Dharma, secondary religion. The Mukhya religion or Mukhya Dharma is to surrender to God, to surrender to Krishna and to serve Him. That is the Mukhya Dharma. But the Gauna Dharma is to follow the rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, which is mentioned in the Shastra. Just like a person who is in the jail, a prisoner, there is no freedom for a prisoner. Just like there are many people, those who walk, they can walk on the road freely. They can go anywhere, they can travel anywhere, they can do whatever they like. But a prisoner who is in the jail, he cannot say, okay, I also want to walk on the road. There is no freedom for a prisoner or a person who is in the jail. Similarly, those who are part of this material world and those who are like a criminal, full of passion and ignorance, for such persons, there are some rules, regulations, but they are not the highest. It's a Gauna Dharma. The Mukhya Dharma is to surrender to Krishna and to serve Krishna. Even at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also took the role of a pious moralist. He also asks Krishna, he also thinking in his mind, how can I kill my own kinsmen? How can I kill my own family members? If I kill them, I incur sin. Then Krishna told Arjuna, this is your bodily conception. You are thinking that you are this body, but you are not this body, you are spirit soul. But to consider this, this is a Gauna Dharma. Gauna Dharma. But then Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mahamekam Sharanam Vrindam. Here is a Mukhya Dharma. And the gopis, they are the personification of Mukhya Dharma. Personification of Sarva Dharman Parityajya. And much more beyond that. It's not just a personification of surrender. They are beyond that. So therefore, whatever the rules are applicable for a conditioned souls, we cannot apply the same rules for the gopis and Krishna. They are already established on a Mukhya Dharma. And most of the people, even it is difficult for a demigod from the heavenly planet to understand Krishna's Leela with the gopis. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami, very mercifully, first 9 cantos, he explains in detail what is the position of Krishna, how great he is, how pure he is. Krishna is aptakami. Aptakami means self-satisfied. He does not need anyone else's help for his own satisfaction. For example, Krishna gave birth to Brahma. One lotus flower sprouted from his navel and Brahmaji was born. And Lakshmi was just watching. Narayana did not even need the help of Lakshmi to give birth to Brahmaji. He is so self-satisfied. Narayan Rishi, from his thighs, he produced so many angels, apsaras, damsels, heavenly nymphs. And one of them was Urvasi. So many beautiful ladies were born and produced from his thighs. Why does he need the help of some other beautiful girls or women for his satisfaction? He is completely happy and satisfied after Kami. But he is just a reciprocation of loving, reciprocation of Krishna with the gopis. Amazing. When someone leaves his body, when someone dies, that person's dead body is lying either in his home or in a crematorium. When a person touches this dead body, one becomes contaminated, isn't it? When we attend a funeral fire, we become contaminated. Sometimes you're not even touching the dead body. Simply by attending that funeral fire, one becomes contaminated. Then one has to take bath along with the same clothes. But the fire consumes that dead body. Forget about the touching the dead body. Fire consumes that dead body and still fire remains pure. Now we cannot compare, we cannot say fire, you are also contaminated because you have eaten this dead body. The fire position is much higher above than the human being. Just imagine the fire cannot become contaminated even after consuming the dead body. Krishna is million times more purer than the fire. How much pure he must be. So therefore we cannot apply these ordinary rules to Krishna. And who is narrating these pastimes of Krishna and the gopis? Shukadev Goswami, who is a renunciation personified. He had nothing to do with this material world, nothing to do with any pleasure of this material world. He is a Srota, Vakta, speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And who is sitting in the audience? Amazing. The sages and rishis,
of the entire universe, the cream of the universe, they were all sitting in the audience. All the saintly personalities, again the renunciation personified, and there were many even the gods, and the main Shrota was Parikshit Maharaj, who was about to die. Why will they hear some nonsense? And why will even Sukadev Goswami speak? If it is what, if it was an immoral activity, Krishna dancing with the gopis, if it was immoral, why would Sukadev Goswami narrate that pastime? Since thousands of years, Krishna performed Leela in 5,000 years ago, since that time until now, through all the decades and centuries, all the saintly people, they are every day glorifying and worshipping this act of Rasa Leela. How can it be immoral? Like personalities like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, Mirabhai, Tukaram Maharaj, Suradas, Kalidas, all these great saintly personalities, Goswamis, they hear every day, they narrate these pastimes, they release these pastimes. Krishna is so pure, from Krishna's lotus feet, Ganges emanates. Ganges, Ganga, she is the most purifying element. She is born from Krishna's lotus feet. Shiva drinks poison, but he is not affected by the poison. If we try to imitate Shiva, we'll die. Isn't it? Similarly, all these great personalities, they are high above us. When we are driving our car, we see the red signal. We have to stop our car. That is traffic rules. When you see the red signal, you have to stop your car. But at the same time, when you see an airplane is flying in the sky above our head, but the airplane doesn't follow that rule. It just continues flying. It bypasses the red signal. So the person who is sitting in the car, he cannot argue, oh, it is unfair, I am stopping at this signal. But this fellow who is in the airplane, why is he not stopping? My dear sir, there is a different traffic rules on the ground, and there is a different traffic rules above your heads in the sky. So you cannot apply the same traffic rules for the airplane. Similarly, all these great personalities, especially Krishna, they are beyond all these worldly rules and regulations. Krishna, at the age of 7, he lifted Govardhan Hill. When he was just a toddler, baby boy, he killed so many demons, which even demigods were fearful of. Even they couldn't defeat such powerful demons. Krishna just very easily and effortlessly killed all those demons. Therefore, Rupa Goswami writes in Ujjwala Neelamani, that he says, he writes that the philosophers, they do not praise adultery, but they do praise Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. That shows it is not adultery. Atmendriya Prativancha Tare Balika Krishnendriya Prativancha Dhare Premanam. If you try to gratify your own senses, that is lust. But if you try to satisfy Krishna's senses, then it is pure love. Although in some scriptures our Acharya writes that Krishna was legally married to the gopis during Brahma Vimohan Leela, but even if he is not married to the gopis legally, what is the big deal? Someone says, if someone wants to get married, if a man wants to marry a woman, he's trying to find out some right partner, wife for him, or a wife or a woman is trying to find out a male husband, they are only searching for a right partner. You cannot create your partner. We can only choose, okay, this lady is the right partner for me, or this man is the right partner, husband for me. We can only select. We can only choose. We cannot create their bodies. We cannot say, oh, I love one girl, and therefore I created this girl. No. Their bodies are not created by us. Their bodies are created by Krishna. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, all these ingredients, elements belong to Krishna. So Krishna created their body. And more important than that is the soul, which is keeping that body alive. That soul is Krishna's energy. Ultimately, the body also belongs to Krishna. The soul also belongs to Krishna. What belongs to us? We only chosen, we only selected. So, one cannot say that, okay, she is my wife or he is my husband. Of course, as long as we are in this body, we have to follow the Gauna Dharma. Because we are not on the level of Mukhya Dharma. Like Shankaracharya, at the age of 7, he wanted to take sannyas. But his mother, naturally, she didn't give permission to him, blessings for taking sannyas. So Shankaracharya was taking bath in the river and he saw one crocodile. So by the his sweet will of Shankaracharya, the crocodile caught hold of the leg of Shankaracharya. And Shankaracharya started crying and he said, "Mummy, please give me blessing to take sannyas." She said, "No, I won't give you blessings." He said, "Okay, if you don't give permission, then this crocodile will swallow me." He said, okay, so what do you have to do? If you give me permission to go to take sannyas, this crocodile will leave me. And she said, "Okay, beta, I'll give you blessings." And then Shankaracharya told the crocodile, "Get away now. Get lost from here." So then the crocodile went away. So he cheated his mother. Shankaracharya cheated his mother. Ramanujacharya sent a false letter to his wife that her parents were ill sick. So then she left for her parents' house and then Ramanujacharya took sannyas. Now apparently it appears, I know, he cheated his wife. Shankaracharya cheated his mother. Bharat Maharaj, he rejected his mother Kaikeyi. Now, Kunti Maharani also says, "My dear Krishna, please bless me that I sever this tie of affection for my kinsmen, my own children and the Vrishni dynasties." Now please, as long as we are in this body, we have to follow our Gauna Dharma, that responsibility towards our wife, responsibility towards husband, and responsibility towards our parents. We must follow it. But those who are on the level of Mukhya Dharma, they have completely surrendered their heart and soul to Krishna, for them these rules are not applicable. Just like the gopis, for millions of lifetimes, thousands and millions of lifetimes, they followed the Gauna Dharma. They followed as an ideal wife or ideal husband or children. And then finally, after spending, you know, thousands of millions of lifetimes as a obedient son or a wife or a husband, then they are given body of a gopis in Vrindavan. Now at this stage you cannot apply again the same rules. Now they have been already doing that. So when gopis have accepted Krishna as their husband, we cannot criticize them. Because the gopis are the most chaste ladies. Why? Because their inside and outside husband is same. Amazing. Please listen. We get married to some man or a wife. That person is outside of our body. Another person, isn't it? Within our heart, next to the soul, is Paramatma. Paramatma is closer than the closest to the soul. Wife or a husband or a son or a mother or any relative, they come after our body. They are the next person. But the soul is Paramatma, super soul, is residing within the body. The soul has first relationship with the super soul. The first husband is super soul. Then we accept the another husband or a wife or anyone or a well-wisher. The first well-wisher who is established, situated in our heart as a Paramatma. In gopis' case, their inside and outside husband is same. The same person who is situated within the heart He has come out of the heart, and now gopis have accepted him as a husband. In other cases, even if someone may say like, oh, Arundhati, Anusaya, Mandodri, and Gandhari, and all the chaste ladies, it's fine, it's very good. According to Gauna Dharma, according to the rules of this world, it's perfect to be a chaste wife. But we cannot criticize gopis because they are billion times more chaste than any ordinary chaste ladies of this world. Because they are attached or chaste or loyal to one person who is only limited for 100 years. Isn't it? After quitting this body, we accept another body. In that another life, there is another different set of husband, wife, children, bondage, all the different relationships. But in Gopi's case, the inside and outside was same. Now we have established the principles why this relationship between the Gopis and Krishna is so pure. So on this full moon night of Sharad Purnima, Krishna on the banks of Jamuna, he started playing upon his flute, very sweet sound. On the bank of Jamuna, under the Kadamba tree, Krishna started playing upon his flute. The sound was so soft and so soothing and so pure. It went to the Vrindavan town and it hit the karnapatals or the ears of the gopis. And amazingly, this sound was heard only by the gopis. And no one else heard this because it was meant only for the gopis. Especially on the Sharad Purnima night when Krishna played his flute. Generally when Krishna plays his flute, it is heard by the cows and the gopas and the gopis and all the elderly brajavasis and even the trees and the plants. But in the beginning of the Rasalila, when Krishna played his flute, it reached only the gopis. Afterwards, the trees and the plants and the cows, they also heard Krishna's flute. Amazing! Although this sound was so soft and so pure, but it had an amazing effect on gopis' body. The gopis, their intelligence was melted. Their self-control was melted. They were dragged by this sound, by the hair. They were helpless like a puppet in the hands of puppeteer. They were simply dragged by this sound. The gopis, as soon as they heard Krishna's sound, they started running towards the forest like a prisoner who is being punished as a death sentence. But immediately he is released. How they will run? So similarly, the gopis also started running towards the banks of Jamuna. Just like an archer releases the arrow, with what speed the arrow moves, with the same speed, gopis also started running towards the forest of Vrindavan. Amazing. Just like a bird which is encaged for so many years, but now suddenly the door is open and bird escapes from the cage and flies. Similar, the gopis, they also started running towards Vrindavan forest. Amazing. When the gopis started running towards the forest, they just forgot all their responsibilities and duty of their household life. Generally, when a river flows, river has a limitation. These two banks of the river. River cannot cross these two banks. She has to follow this course and she has to be limited between these two banks. But when there is a flood, now the river doesn't care for these banks. She just flows wherever she wants with a full speed. During the flood, these two banks are not a limit for a river. Similarly, when we are in conditioned life, we have the banks and limitations of dharma and adharma, good deed and evil deed, piety, papa or a punya, These two banks, we are restricted within these two banks. But these two banks restrictions cannot be applied on gopis. Because gopis' love is like an unlimited flood. This water is so much gushing with speed, you cannot say, oh, stop at these banks now. No, their love is unlimited, flowing towards Krishna. Narad Muni says, the gopis' love is guna-rahitam. Guna-rahitam means beyond the three modes. Our love, actually, there cannot be love between two material bodies. That is not love. Love takes place only between soul and super soul. On the bodily platform, whatever is happening, it is lust. It is a compromised version of love. Or a perverted reflection of love. The physical gross bodies cannot exhibit love. But one may say, how is that possible? Then what about my relationship with my family members, this and that? Yes, that is true. But if Krishna is in the center of your relationship, then it becomes love. If there is no Krishna in the center, it is only some material affection. It has nothing to do with pure love. Love happens only when it is guna rahitam, beyond the three modes. Gopi's love, Narad Muni says, is kama rahitam. Kama rahitam is free from lust. See, the nature of love is, love never diminishes. And our love between these two physical bodies, our love is depend on our physical beauty. As long as the person is beautiful, the man loves the wife. As long as he is handsome or has the money, she loves him. So our love is conditioned love. Our love is based on beauty or time duration. When a person becomes old, naturally the loving bondage between the husband and wife or a male or female, whatever, it diminishes. If the love is diminishing, means that is not a real love. Gopi's love is pratikshana vardhamanam. Every moment the love is increasing. It never diminishes. That is pure love. And it is amritam. So Narad Muni says the gopi's love is gunarahitam, kamarahitam, pratikshana vardhamanam and amritam. It is pure nectar. So all these gopis, now they started running towards Vrindavan. And they were now beyond a fear of criticism, what the people will think about me. Their love was so high. This shows that what the real love means. One gopi was going to the forest with a full speed, and one huge python coiled around on gopi's leg. That python was so strong, if that python would have caught hold a leg of an elephant, that elephant would not have moved. That was the power of a python. But this gopi, tender bodily limbed gopi, she just flying like running towards Krishna, and this huge powerful python, he coiled around gopi's leg. You know what happened? She did not even understand. She did not even bother that somebody has caught hold of her legs. The gopi was speeding with full speed like a cyclone. And this python was thrown hundreds of miles away. And the gopi did not even realize that. This is pure love. Now, which Laila Majnu can do this? Or Hir Raja can do this? This is not an ordinary love. This is not a mundane love. It is a pure affection, pure loving reciprocation for Krishna. When the gopis showed that, the highest surrender towards Krishna, now it is unimaginable. Who can give up the tie-up, the bondage
of family affection. It is difficult even for the gods, even difficult for the great rishis and sages to give up their family affection. And the gopis, of course, there is not just a single one lifetime. Since millions of lifetimes they were performing, most of the gopis, some of the gopis were from the spiritual world, Nitya Siddhas, but most of the gopis, they have taken birth in Vrindavan Dham by performing sadhana for millions of lifetimes. So therefore, now this is the fructification or that fulfillment of their desire. Now Krishna is reciprocating with them. Now all the gopis have gathered in the forest of Vrindavan on the banks of Jamuna. Again Krishna wanted to test their surrender. Then he says, why have you come here? Dead of the night, there are so many ferocious animals, snakes and other reptiles. It's very dangerous for you. Better you immediately go back and take this care of your family responsibilities. And then gopis within their heart, they didn't speak, but within their heart they gave argument that, Vadiya Krishna, why are you speaking this? Are you not the well-wisher of every living entity? Are you not the husband of every living entity? Are you not the father and the son? Tomeva mata pita tomeva, tome bandhu sakha tomeva. So why are you telling us to go back and accept this, again, this worldly responsibility? You are the real well-wisher. You are the original husband of our living entities. Then when Krishna tried to test the surrender of the gopis, finally when Krishna understood, okay, they are really determined, then Krishna, he accepted. He said, okay. Immediately, yoga maya, inconceivably, miraculously, made such a beautiful arrangement for Krishna and the gopis for Rasa Leela. The moon suddenly rose up in the sky, and it is beautiful bluish moon rays lit up the whole arena of Rasa Leela. Every single nook and corner of the Rasa Leela arena was lit up by moon rays. Yogamaya, she arranged the beautiful clothing and ornaments, gave it to the gopis as per the evening pastimes. All the birds, when they saw now Krishna is ready to play his flute and perform Rasa Leela, they all started chirping, victory, victory, victory. All the trees. And when Krishna played his flute, all those vines and creepers, they grow and they embrace the trees. But when they heard Krishna's flute sound, it was so pure, the vine or a creeper, they went in ecstasy, and they could no longer hold on to these trees. And they immediately fell on the ground in ecstasy. All the vines and the creepers. When Krishna started playing upon his flute, he tilted his head towards his left side, like our Gopinathji. While playing his flute, he tilted his head towards left side. So our Acharya writes, that when Krishna plays his flute, keeping his head tilting towards left side, that means he is playing his flute for the gopis. Left side tilt means gopis. When he tilts his head towards the right side, that is meant for the gopas and the other brajavasis. When he plays his flute while looking upon towards the sky, up towards the sky, that is meant for all the gods in the heavenly planet. When he plays his flute and looks down below, that is meant for the cows and the other animals. And when he looks straight, that is meant for the birds, the trees, plants and the nature. At this particular time, Krishna played his flute, keeping his head towards the left side. And now, Krishna expanded himself. As many gopis, that many Krishna. So Acharya writes, the gopis started decorating Krishna's beautiful bodily limbs. And Acharyas also give the names of the flowers which they use for decorating Krishna's beautiful limbs. They decorated Krishna's ears with a Keshara flower.
They decorated Krishna's hair with a Ketaki flower. They decorated Krishna's turban with Ashoka flower. And then they made necklaces around Krishna's neck out of, what is that flower? Mallika flower. So they decorated ears with a Keshar flower and hair with a Ketaki flower, Mallika flower for the necklaces, and Yuti flowers for making bracelets and anklets, and then they decorated Krishna's waist belt with Bakula flowers. In this way, they started beautifully decorating Krishna's body. But then suddenly, Krishna disappeared from Rasalila arena. Now, in some places it is mentioned that the gopis felt a little proud that Krishna is only with me and no one else. But the acharya is right, this is not the main reason. Gopis are so pure because in order to be in the fire, the person has to be fiery. Krishna is so pure, he is so free from envy, he is so pure. And if in order to be with Krishna, the person has to be pure like Krishna. If Krishna has no tinge of pride in his heart, and if the gopis are associating with Krishna, that means they are also pure. They also don't have any pride. But then why did Krishna leave the gopis? Because there are two reasons. Krishna wanted to intensify their love. He wanted to increase their attachment towards him. This is the first reason. And the second most important reason is, Krishna wanted to establish the supreme position of Sri Radha. Although Krishna was with every single gopi, but actually, whatever the gopis were at that time, it is all because of the blessings of Sri Radha. They could come to the forest from their house and they could develop that loving feelings for Krishna, that conjugal feelings for Krishna, that was also by the mercy and blessings of Sri Radha. So therefore Krishna at this moment, he wanted to establish that supreme position of Sri Radha, and therefore immediately disappeared from that place and went along with Sri Radha alone. Now the gopis started looking, searching for Krishna. They're all asking for the vines and the creepers and the trees and the plants. They were asking to the birds and the deers and everyone, have you seen the son of Nandanandan? Where did he go? Which direction he went? They all started asking this question. But meanwhile, when Sri Radha was with Krishna, she felt in her heart, I am with Krishna, but my dear Sakis, Lalita and Vishaka and all other gopis, they are in so much of pain, agony, because they are feeling separation from Krishna. So it is not good. I should not be alone with Krishna. Therefore, she played a trick. And she spoke such words that Krishna felt that she has become proud and Krishna also left. But that was not the main reason. She wanted to be with the gopis rather than being with Krishna alone. And therefore, Krishna left her and then Sri Radha joined all the gopis. And then in that intense separation, because they were just roaming in the forest looking for Krishna, searching for Krishna, but some of the gopis said, now enough with this. They all left that forest, came on the banks of the Jamuna, where there were no hurdles. If they were crying and singing Krishna's glories, because of the trees, it couldn't be heard by Krishna. So therefore they came on the banks of Jamuna. It's a beautiful sand of Jamuna. They all sat and they started singing Krishna's glories. Amazing. Generally people say, you know, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. Such a beautiful mantra. Why do we chant Hare Krishna? Such a beautiful name, you know, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. But you people chant Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. It doesn't seem like a so
esoteric or so intimate like Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Amazing. See, Sri Radha has hundreds and thousands of names. But this one particular name of Sri Radha, Hara, is so dear to Krishna. Because when Sri Radha glances at Krishna, Krishna's flute slips away from his hands. Krishna doesn't even realize when Krishna's flute slipped away from his hand, Krishna doesn't even realize that. That much impact Krishna, Sri Radha's glance has on Krishna. She takes away, steals away Krishna's heart from Krishna's body. Of Krishna and Krishna's body, there is no difference. But still, therefore this Hara word is so dear to Krishna. Whoever chants Hare, Krishna personally takes interest in that person. Who is that person who is calling my potency Hare? So although other names are equally powerful, but especially this Hare, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this beautiful concept of love in separation. When someone chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, this mantra is mentioned in the Upanishads and other Shastras. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya said, this mantra is in mode of separation. Viraha. There is no difference between union and a separation for Krishna's service. But viraha has a higher effects. In viraha, in separation, the intensity is more. The longing is more. The desperation is more than union. In union, the devotees are with Krishna. Naturally, they are happy. But when a devotee is away from Krishna, in viraha, in separation, that time the longing is more. The desperation, the hankering is more, and naturally surrender also is more. The fire of separation is so high, the devotee's fire of separation is so high, therefore all these anarthas, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, pride, all these anarthas, they burnt away, they burn in a fire, within a short moment or within no time. Therefore, this is amazing. Srila Prabhupada is such a practical and compassionate acharya. He has given the highest gopis' love for Krishna to even a first newcomer, just who has just entered in Krishna consciousness, joined in ISKCON just one day before. And Prabhupada is giving that person the highest gopi's love for Krishna in the first day, first moment. Take this. Without any philosophy, without even much esoteric leelas of Krishna, without explaining this, he gives them Hare Krishna mantra. And what is Hare Krishna mantra? Hare Krishna mantra is like a capsule. Small capsule. The capsule contains all the herbs and the medicine which can cure the chronic and all the diseases. Small capsule has that power and potency. Similarly, Hare Krishna mantra is such a small capsule. It contains the whole Rasa Lila within it. Hare Krishna mantra contains all the pastimes of Vrindavan within it. Sri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurja Lila Gunarupa Nam Nam. Krishna's pastime, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's dham, everything is there within his name, especially Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Prabhupada is such a compassionate acharya, within one capsule. Whoever chants Hare Krishna mantra in the parampara with the blessings of Guru and the parampara,
that person immediately starts understanding the intricacies and this relationship between Krishna and the gopis and the love. Those who don't chant Krishna's holy name, even if they are demigods, it is very difficult to understand gopis' love for Krishna. Therefore, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he is so merciful. He did not preach anything or about Rasila or this. He never discussed also that. But simply by giving this Hare Krishna mantra, he opened the door of Golok Vrindavan for everyone. So in this way, now gopis, they are looking for Krishna, and finally Krishna appeared, because they were feeling so much separation from Krishna, and in the fire of separation, all their even the finest surrender, that is also included, and the finest, whatever the purification was required, that was also done, and now Krishna appeared on the arena. Krishna performed that beautiful Rasa Lila dance for one day of Brahma. When Krishna and the gopis, there are millions of gopis, and our Acharya writes, when they started dancing, they did not want to miss Krishna even for a fraction of a second. And therefore, they kept on holding Krishna's hands in their hand. They did not want to even lose Krishna's hand even for a fraction of a second. So they were holding Krishna's hand, and at the same time they were performing all the steps of dance, all the movements of their bodily limbs, and even the apsaras and the gandharvas, they couldn't imagine how is this possible. Without even leaving Krishna's hand, they were all doing all types of steps of dance. And it is mentioned, millions of gopis, ta-ta-din-din, when they started dancing, their lotus feet hit the ground. And 1 millionth of a second, there was no difference. For 1 millionth of a second, there was no difference between this, the gopis' legs, their feet, lotus feet, touching to the ground. The same exact moment, all their lotus feet would fall on the ground. In this way, now all the Gandharvas, Apsaras, and especially Indra, he is an Acharya of Mridanga. He is very expert Mridanga player, Indra. Generally in this world people don't know Mridanga, but in the heavenly planet, all these gods, we generally know, kisiko pucho to tabla and some dholak or some other instrument. Mridanga nobody knows. But in the heavenly planet, everyone plays Mridanga. Indra is Acharya for Mridanga. But when he saw, when the gopis were playing the Mridanga, he didn't know those steps. Although Indra is Acharya for Mridanga, but when the gopis started playing, he didn't even know which step is this. I saw in the internet and tried to find out how many ragas the people of this world know. So in Pune, one musician, he claimed that yes, we know 400,000 ragas. Means 4 lakh ragas we know. Of course, nobody knows so many, because I tried to find out how many ragas names are. So 1,000 names they have given in the internet. At the most, they may know 400,000 ragas, okay? How many ragas the gopis and the Krishna sang during Rasa Leela? Amazing. As many species of life, that many ragas. Acharya writes this. That means minimum 8,400,000 types of ragas they sang. One may say, come on, what is this? How can someone sing so many ragas? Ragas are not fixed. Ragas are produced from Krishna's Nupura. Whenever Krishna plays and dances, he creates ragas. And how much duration Krishna played or Krishna performed Rasa Leela? For 1,000 celestial years. From Brahma's one night, 1,000 celestial years, this rasalila continued. And what did the other people do? Because Gandharvas, Apsaras, Kinnaras, Apsaras, Gandharvas and all the gods from the heavenly planet, they also had gathered to play their drums and instruments, wind instrument and the string instruments and other instruments. If this rasalila went on for 1,000 celestial years, what time these other ordinary creatures and what did they do? Our acharya writes, Krishna put them on a pause button. Only Krishna and Gopis' rasalila was continuing, and all the creatures, the whole universe, all the gods and the other living entities, they were just like stationed on the pause level. There were no movements. The whole world was on a pause moment. And Krishna performed his rasalila for one Brahma's night. And when all the gopis, they were all fully satisfied and they were transcendently fatigued, then Krishna said, okay, now let us enter into Jamuna's water. And then he released that pause button. And immediately, demigods, they also started playing again their flute, their instruments, all these things. So when Krishna and the gopis, they were singing the ragas, all the Gandharvas, they couldn't understand what the raga is, what the taal is. So that shows, although they are just, when they saw that this kind of beautiful dance and rhythm and melody and harmony is going on such beautifully, they simply bowed their head. With their folded hands, they started simply praising Krishna's activities. They started worshipping this act of rasalila. So, Brahma, Shiva, all those gods. Therefore, Shiva, amazing. Shiva, he is Acharya of Rasa. And he writes in one of the writes or speaks, whatever. He says, the ladies who are highly protected by their family members are those ladies who are very difficult to obtain. There are so many obstacles to get those ladies. At that place, the Cupid or a Kamadev uses his highest weapon. So similarly, all those gopis, they were highly protected in Vrindavan Dham by their family members. And therefore, Krishna was forced to use his highest weapons as Adi Cupid, Adi Kamadev. And please, our acharyas, Gaudiya acharyas write so beautifully, why this Parakya love is so worshipped and adored by so many gods and all the sages and rishis? Because in a Parakya Ras, there is more intensity. Because there is a greater risk involved. Every moment whenever gopis wanted to meet Krishna, there was a risk. Their families, elderly people or anyone may see Krishna. So therefore, every moment there was a risk meeting with Krishna. And such a love is very rare. And in such a rare love, the rarity of love, there is more intensity and more value. Just like, you know, now here is the difference. The queens of Dwarka, for them, meeting Krishna is what is very natural. If some queen wanted to embrace Krishna, so she can embrace Krishna. Who will take any objection? There is no risk involved. Even Lakshmi serving Narayana, there is no risk. Queens of Dwarka serving Krishna, there is no risk. But the gopis, every moment they have to show their free will, their Krishna, their longing, hankering, and every moment they are taking risk to meet Krishna. And Krishna is aptakami. He fully self-satisfied. But when he sees that someone is showing so much of surrender, taking risk every moment, that time that original Kamadev Cupid, he is attracted towards such love. Krishna doesn't need anyone's help. But this gopi's love is so high, and therefore their risk and their surrender, therefore this Aptakami also was attracted towards their love. Therefore our Acharya writes, this gopi is what the love they have exhibited in Vrindavan Dham is higher than a queen's of Dwarka or Lakshmi is in Vaikuntha. Of course, the love of the queens of Dwarka and Narayana and Lakshmi for Narayana is perfect, and there is no need of risk also. Their love and relationship is perfect. There is no need of taking any risk. But the love of gopis in Vrindavan Dham is very special, very unique. So I'll just discuss one beautiful shloka from Gopi Git, then we'll end our class. Just like Acharya writes that when a person is hungry, then whatever food is offered to him, it is very tasty. One can appreciate the food when a person is hungry. Similarly, when Krishna sees there is so much of intensity, there is so much of hankering, so much of, a desire to love Krishna like gopis, then this Aptakami also gets attracted towards that. So all these gopis now, they are singing Gopi Geet. For a Kali Yuga, that Gopi Geet for attraction of Krishna is simply Hare Krishna Mantra. Even gopis also sing Hare Krishna Mantra in different ragas. So we don't have so much time in discuss in some other class Gopi Geet, but we'll just discuss one verse from Gopi Geet and then we'll end. Gopya Uchuhu Jayati Te Dhikam Janmana Braja Shrayata Indira Sashvadatrahi Daita Drishyata Dikshutavaka Tvaidrita Sava Tvamichinvate. Beautiful. The gopis, now they are glorifying Krishna. They are saying, my dear Krishna, you have taken birth. You have appeared in this land of Vrindavan. Therefore, this Braja land has become very worshipable. And here, Lakshmi, in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi is Maharani. Naturally, there is so much opulences in Vaikuntha Dham. But what is the speciality of Braja Dham? Here as Gopi is Lakshmi is acting like a maid servant. Out of humility, she is going door to door and trying to serve the Brajavasis menially. That means, where Braja Dham, Vrindavan's opulences is higher than Vaikuntha's. This gopis are saying this. And the leelas which take place in Vrindavan Dham, it cannot be compared even to the Vaikuntha's. Like Krishna every day going to the forest, herding the cows, and he plays so many hundreds and thousands of newer and newer games with his cowherd boys that we'll never find in Vaikuntha. And especially Rasa Leela. Even Lakshmi is hankering. Shiva, including Narayana, he is also anticipating and hankering to participate in Krishna's Rasa Leela. So this Rasa Leela happens only in Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, Vrindavan is, in one sense, higher than Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan, there is Jamuna, Govardhan, and beautiful Vrindavan forest, which we never find in Vaikuntha. Relationship between Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan is so pure, is so intimate, is so close, so thick. It cannot be compared. And of course, there is no need also. Just like, for example, at the cowherd boys climbing on Krishna's shoulder. That we cannot imagine, some Vaikuntha Vasis climbing on Narayan's shoulder. And there is no need also. The devotees of Varaha Dev or Narsingh Dev, they will not climb on their Narsingh Dev's shoulder. And there is no need also. But in Vrindavan Dham, it is so intimate, it is so close. That relationship is found only in Vrindavan Dham. And now Jiva Goswami writes the word Tavakas. Tavakas means, my dear Krishna, we are yours, your maid servants, and then you are given up our association, you have left us. Then Jiva Goswami says, this is not the mood of the gopis who are in the Radharani's group. Because their mood is, you are ours, you belong to us, and we belong to you. That is the mood of Chandravali's group. But Radharani's group is, you belong to us. But now in this verse, Jiva Goswami writes, Tavakas means we belong to you, we are yours. How can this group of Sri Radha speak this? And then Jiva Goswami says, because there is so much of separation. There is so much of intense love. In that separation, they have changed their mood. They have taken a dainya bhava. Here is a dainya bhava. Krishna, we are yours. We are begging at your lotus feet. So that is the meaning of tavakas. But then Krishna argues. Krishna said, oh gopis, you are only lip service. You are doing only, you say that you love me. But if you really loved me, you couldn't have survived even for a moment in my absence. If I am not present with you, you cannot live in my separation even for a moment. If you would have love, real love for me, you would have died. Gopi said, yes, it's true. But our problem is, you have not given us a freedom even to die. We would have died long back. But the problem is, our life air is not with us. Our prana, our life air is not within our body. You have stolen away even our life air. Even if we want to die, we cannot die. We have no freedom. We have no choice even about dying or living. It is also with you. Then Krishna simply accepts the defeat. Krishna says, oh, you can't even die. Okay, no problem. And then in this verse, the gopis are begging Krishna. Please, Krishna, give that our heart, that our life is back to us. In this way, all these beautiful Gopi Gita verses are continuing. It's already 9:30, 15 minutes late, sorry. So thank you very much. Tomorrow is a beautiful Sharad Purnima festival. Has a special darshan on that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.